You gotta know why you're out here. Because you're gonna get your butt kicked.
It will make you cry. It will hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. That's what you have to do. When it's hard, you have a choice to make.
Give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You're gonna make a lot of mistakes. You're gonna have a lot of failures. You're gonna have a lot of struggles. You're gonna feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go. And that's part of growing. That's part of the experimentation process. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times. The harder the challenge, the greater the growth. As you go through that, when you come through that valley, when you come through that fight, what you become in the process, if you hang in there, what you become as a person, the kind of spiritual growth, personal growth, the kind of commitment, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. You get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. In the down moments, that's when you discover who you are. In the prosperous time, you put it in your pocket. In the lean times, you put it in your heart.
You will feel pain. You will hurt. You will cry. It will hurt so much that you will cry. It's a part of the deal. You gonna go through some stuff because you're gonna have to learn how to do it. So it's gonna be some pain and it's gonna be some tears. So when they come, you're not like, what's going on? You're like, oh, I'm a step closer to success. You're gonna cry. But what I don't want you to do when you cry is say, I'm crying. I can't believe this has happened to me. It's over. No, when you start crying, you say, yep, I'm right there. I'm closer than I've ever been before. I want you to think about those goals. I want you to internalize it. I want you to feel it. Just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. And the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, if you feel like you're under heat, if you feel like you're being pressured, welcome to the big leagues. You're gonna have doubt and you're gonna have fear, but listen to me. When you have fear, fear makes you count. When you have fear, fear makes you think in ways you shouldn't be thinking. When you have fear, but when you have faith, you don't need to count. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to look at the parameter and see how many against. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen. If you thought for 1 minute that you broke me, you got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort. It is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up. And I will succeed. I will not surrender. So whatever you gotta do, you do it. I'm not about to compromise because you're inflicting pain. And there are those of you, you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you.
Don't give in. Don't be like everybody else. Don't give up. Don't settle because things are hard.
You are this close to your breakthrough. You are this close to your freedom. You are this close to your miracle. I know I didn't come this far to fall down now. The times when I'm tempted to look away are gonna be the times when I'm closest. You're close. Keep coming. You're closer than you think you are. You're closer than you've been before. You can't go down now. You can't tap out now. You can't die now. You can't turn around now. I'm close, baby. That's why this wind is blowing so hard. The enemy knows I'm close.
I will be physically harder and mentally stronger than anything that comes against me, my family, my business, my brothers, my sisters, my team, I will be the one that is physically harder and mentally stronger, and I will work to maintain that position. You won't beat me. No matter how many times I'm knocked down, I will muster enough strength to get back on my feet and get in the fight.
Every single day of your life, you have a chance to get further ahead of those people you're competing with. You have a chance to push yourself to do better. Outperform yourself in anyone you gotta go up against. Every day is a new opportunity, a fresh battlefield where you can prove your capabilities. It's not just about beating the others. It's about conquering your own limits and setting new records for yourself.
You need to work harder. You need to study harder. You need to grind more. You don't become number one by taking days off. You don't become number one by chilling on the weekends or holidays. You become number one by doing what all the other people aren't willing to. It's about the extra mile, the additional hour, the second workout. It's about that relentless pursuit of excellence that never settles for good enough.
And that takes disciplining yourself to do all that you don't want to do, but know you need to. You gotta get up when you're feeling tired and feeling weak and get yourself moving forward toward the mission at hand. It's about conquering the inner laziness, the voice that begs for just one more hour of sleep, one more episode, one more moment of ease. That's the voice of mediocrity, and you gotta crush it under your determination.
The universe doesn't give a f- that it's the holidays, that it's New Year's Eve, that it's the weekend. Time will keep moving and the world will keep moving. So that means you gotta keep moving too. You don't have time to stop. You don't have time to slack off. Time is the one resource you can't get back. And every second you waste is a second lost from your journey to greatness. The clock is ticking and it's ruthless.
Success isn't gonna wait for you. You gotta chase it down. If you're stopping and starting constantly, you won't ever catch it. You gotta be consistent. You gotta never let your foot off the gas. Never stop, never quit. It's about that relentless pursuit, that unwavering focus, that unstoppable drive that separates the legends from the masses.
All the average people in the world are gonna think you're crazy. They're gonna call you a psycho and not understand why you're working so hard. They won't get it, and they don't have to get it. The only one who needs to know why you're putting in this work is you. Let them talk, let them wonder, let them doubt. You're not here to make sense to them. You're here to make miracles for yourself.
So when your competitors are sleeping, you're working. When they're out having a good time, you're working. Because when you do this, while they're dreaming about how great it'd be to be number one, you'll be living it. Your dedication is what turns dreams into reality.
You gotta have the strength of character to read, to digest information, to work on yourself, to work on your craft, on your abilities, on your ideas consistently without letting yourself slide into complacency, holding a higher standard than anyone else is willing to. Doing things to the very best of your ability. It's about that relentless self-improvement, the constant striving for knowledge and mastery that sets you apart.
You have no idea how great you could become if you tried your hardest. You could become 10 times, 20 times better than you are right now. Your potential is unlimited when you're willing to do whatever it takes. Imagine the heights you could reach if you pushed yourself to your absolute limits.
The only thing standing between you and your utmost potential is the amount of work you're willing to put in. So you gotta go all in and witness the transformation of yourself.
You may not have that natural talent or a gift for creativity or intellect. You might not have any of those things. But what you lack in those things, you can make up with effort. You can decide that you will outwork everyone.
When you need to do 45 minutes on the treadmill, you do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, you make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, you work 9. Whatever it is, you always do one more.
And what that does is it makes you eventually think you're doing things other people aren't willing to do, so you should get things other people aren't gonna get.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given or where you started or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
But you got to understand, kinda is lethal. There's so many kinda people. Most people kinda want a career change. They kinda want to get straight A's. They kinda want to get in shape. But if you only kinda want something, then you're only gonna kinda get the results you want. You can't just kinda want that thing. You gotta want it with every part of your being. Will you struggle?
Yeah, you're gonna struggle. There's no way around it. You're gonna fall so many times, but who's counting?
If you wanna make it to the top of your field, top of your class, top of your industry, then there's gonna be sharp ridges that must be stepped over. There's gonna be times you get stressed and things you get depressed over. But let me tell you something, struggle and criticisms are prerequisites for greatness.
That is the law of this universe, and no one escapes it, because pain is life. But you can choose what type. Either the pain on the road to success or the pain of being haunted with regret.
If you want to win anything in life, there's one battle you got to win first. The battle inside your mind. Real struggle ain't external shit that's all around you. It ain't the test you got to pass, the race you got to win, the weight you got to lift, the business you got to start, or the bills you got to pay. The real battle is in your mind. Your mind is a battleground, and the real enemy is after one thing, your mind. It's out to worry you, stress you out, break you down. It's out to make you quit. It's out to make you think you can't get up, make you give up on your dreams. The fight you got to win is in your mind. Get to work. Every day, start training your mind to believe that you can do anything you want to do and be anyone you want to be. Stay focused, stay motivated, but most importantly, stay strong. If the enemy within is in check, then the enemy outside can do you no harm.
If you want to live your best life, you gotta do me a huge favor. You gotta watch them choices you make. People make bad choices, they wake up and make another bad choice, then they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how do I get here? Choices? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's gonna get you there. You all in your feelings.
No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind, so whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. If you're a student in school, try harder, study harder, and focus more. You got this. That athlete that's out there and you're not training how you're supposed to, go 10, 15 minutes harder, 5, 10 more reps. You have to work when no one's watching. You have to train like there is no tomorrow, day after day after day. You can improve just a little bit every day. That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at.
In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta keep every single day of my life. I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're hearing this, and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain.
You're going to want to feel like falling apart. You're going to want to just lay down and at times.
And the question is, how will you respond in those moments? This choice is what will determine the rest of your life.
You're not going to see any way out of this misery. But if you can hold on to hope, hope that this thing you're facing will pass, you can find a way through it.
It might not look like it right now, but you can get through it. You might not have the solution figured out yet, but you can get through it. You might not see any light at the end of the tunnel at this moment, but you can get through it.
You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. Think about all you've been through already. Every single one of those problems you faced, you made it through. You made it to this moment right now.
And whatever's in front of you won't destroy you. It may hurt, it may be painful, it may test you harder than anything else has, but you have what it takes to make it through.
And when you're going through all that, I want you to remind yourself that it is worth it. It's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth pumping yourself up and talking to yourself positively. It is worth the effort. Because when you get to the other side, there's gonna be so much more for you.
And there's gonna be a greater version of yourself that you didn't even know existed because you went through that. The person you become in this process of fighting for your life, for your family, for your loved ones, for your dreams is greater than you could imagine. These tragedies and trials are what build you up. Every time you face rejection or encounter pain and keep fighting forward, you become stronger.
And it's not about what's happening around you, it's about what's happening inside of you. Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
The sentence out of your mouth is the story that you are putting out into the universe. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. This is too hard. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things.
I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but if it's anything like that, it's killing you. And as you continue to say those things, as you continue to declare it, don't be surprised when it becomes true in your life.
You have to make sure that whenever you feel those negative instincts, you have to consciously catch yourself thinking that and replace it in your mind with a positive thought. You start fighting back against your mind. No, I can make it. No, I'm not done yet. I can handle this. I can do this. And in the end, I'm gonna win.
The greats of the world, they get to it and then go through it. They don't stop at difficulties. And the harder it is, the better, because the payoff will be just that much sweeter.
The battles you face are indicators of the blessings that await you. If you're facing opposition, it means you're building something worthwhile. People do not challenge those who are not creating progress.
You're tired. Your mind is urging you to quit, but you cannot. You've come too far. You've invested too much to give up now. Don't let the pain break you. Let it redefine you.
Your pain is not permanent. Whatever you're dealing with now will not be a problem forever. As long as you keep moving and keep making progress, you are bigger than your problems. They're not tougher than you. You can get through them.
If you lose your job, if you go through a divorce, if you're coming back from addiction, if you're coming back from failure after failure after failure, and disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, you must know within yourself, there must be a deep inner knowing of your true identity. You gotta know you are a winner. You were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen.
You need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
And you gotta declare to yourself and the world, I'm gonna live to tell the story. This too shall pass, and I will remain. I'm not gonna quit. Every one of my burdens, there's a blessing on the inside of it.
Just keep coming back. No matter what happens, no matter how dark it gets, no matter what you lose along the way, just keep showing up. If you got nothing left to give, just show back up. Half of life is just showing up.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. And if you can get through it, if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing you, on the other side is a reward.
You have been disappointed over and over and over again. And every time you try, you come up short. Sickness is cyclical. It comes around, it goes around. You're well for a little while, and then it's the same thing all over again, but this time it's only worse. Because now, not only are you back where you started, but you have less hope that it is ever going to be different, because you've cycled through it one more time just to realize, well, I guess I'm just a cynical person. Well, I guess I'm just a negative person. Sickness becomes normal to you, and it starts to be easier for you to just accept the condition than to challenge it. Because to challenge the condition means to risk disappointment. And some of us have tried, got blocked. Tried, got blocked. Tried, got blocked. And now people see you and they assume that you don't care. No, I care. I cared, and I cared so much, but they didn't care back. And I tried so hard, and I still got looked over. And don't you know it's hard when your expectation has been damaged by disappointment? It's a slow damage. It's a slow tearing of the muscle fibers. It's a slow deterioration of your hope by disappointment. It is not one event that creates it. It's over and over. I tried and I tried and I smiled and I stayed and I disciplined and I showed up and I didn't care. And the man has finally gotten to a place where he is tired of trying.
See, life is rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough. Things that's going to happen to you in life, ladies and gentlemen, make it okay. I can change how I respond to it. I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victim to the people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's all it is. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. That no matter what you do to me, how cold and callous you are to me, lack of sensitivity, how cruel you might be to me, you're not going to change me.
It's the obstacles in our life, it's the hardships, it's the mountains that we climb that make life worth living. But the mountains aren't supposed to stop you. Your mountain has the materials for your miracle.
Your conditions are not always in your control. You don't always get to decide what kind of skies you face. There are some things that are outside of your control, but your courage is in your control.
Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and know within yourself that everything is going to be all right.
There is something that I learned through what I went through that made me who I am. There's a purpose for it. I'm not a hostage.
You have to make a decision that every experience is my education. And I'm going to discover the opportunity for me to grow and for me to get better. I'm telling you, I've already made up my mind that I know I will fall down. I know that I will stumble, but I already see myself getting back up. Therefore, I'm never down. I'm either up or getting back up.
I will learn from this thing.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. All is sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when you win, it's hard and there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. People know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Isn't it crazy that you can barely control you?
You can barely control your own actions.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. It's in your mind right now.
But you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like doing the work. You don't feel like working hard. And if you don't feel like working hard, if you don't feel like getting up, then you better feel like losing. You better feel like getting weaker, because that's what's going to happen.
That thing that you have to do that you know sucks, whether it's squats or your workout or going for a run or some paperwork or a project or cleaning up. Well, the longer you wait, the longer it takes.
What you need to do is brainwash yourself, indoctrinate yourself, repeat your sacred chant that discipline equals freedom. Mold yourself into who you want to be.
At some point, you're going to have to learn to be disciplined. You're going to have to learn, if you say you're going to wake up at 8 o'clock, you're going to get up at 8 o'clock, no matter how you feel. And to get to the next level of success, you can't just have energy when you got energy. You got to wake up every day and you got to go get it. Why? Because if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If another human can tell you to get up and go to work and do what you both do, be the human. You be that human. If you need somebody to tell you you need to lose 100 pounds, be your own voice to tell yourself you need it. Because if you don't have personal discipline, you'll never get to the next level. The next level is not something that's far away.
When you got tasks and you got little issues going on, and you got little problems and you got time and you got all these things that are aligning against you and they're not allowing you to go forward and do what you need to do, it's real simple. Don't allow them to. Just don't allow it. Just go. And procrastination dies.
You are moved, but you're not responsible for your move. Everything is external that moves you. Now I want you to start moving yourself internally. I want you to be able to push your buttons and not let anything else push your buttons. You hear people say all the time, like, yo, I was feeling it, now I ain't feeling it. That's on you. You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more. It wasn't the car or house that pushed you. You push you. It wasn't the house or the car or the money that pushed you. You push you, but you told yourself it was those things. You push you. You move you. So if you're not being moved, that's on you. You're doing something wrong. You're not being able to go inside and push the right buttons. You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you're exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Get your butt up and find the strength to do what you're supposed to do. Like, yo, stop compromising. Just grind. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. I need you to grind every single opportunity you get, every chance you get. And I need you to grind on the little stuff. Just be consistent. Wash the dishes and wash the dishes 100%. Mop the floor and mop it 100%. Go to work and do your work. Don't just go to work when you feel like it. Go to work every single day. Work on it every day. Even when you're down and out, even when you're not feeling it, still do it. You got to build that momentum. Sometimes it ain't about being the most talented. Sometimes it ain't about being the smartest. Sometimes it's about consistency. Consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You never stop. You never give up and never quit. Day after day, play after play, second after second, minute by minute. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft, tell those feelings they don't get a vote. You are declaring martial law on your mind. Mind control.
Every human being that is not successful versus every human being that's successful, the only difference between them is
against mental toughness. One group, when they come up against trials and tribulation, they shrink.
And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of going into the sixth, seventh week. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
Have you ever had a moment where it feels like everything's going against you? It feels like the weight of the world has fallen on your shoulders. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up.
It's hard. It's hard living your dream. It's hard changing your life. Once you've been knocked out by life, it's hard to pull yourself together and go back again.
You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go.
You got to know why you're out here, because you're going to get kicked by life. When the storms of life come, and they're going to come, when life pounces on you, and that's going to happen. When it catches you on the blind side and drops you to your knees, and that's going to happen. When your plans don't work out, when you start running out of money, when you want to give up, your reasons will be your source of strength that will comfort you. Your reasons are the things that will help you get back up and try once again.
That moment of extreme adversity is the best moment for audacity. It's the moment where you can flip everything and turn every trial you have right now into treasure.
Sometimes you need to step back, meditate, and recharge. Sometimes you gotta go away for a little while. Clear your head, view your situation from a different angle, and try another approach.
Don't ever claim that you're a failure. You're only ever a failure when you stop trying. Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." As long as you're trying, you have another chance to win.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional creatures, but you gotta learn to discipline your emotions, discipline your thinking. Staying focused on the goal and not allowing your feelings and unproductive thoughts to get in the way of your progress. If you don't discipline and control your emotions and thoughts, they will use you.
You must have faith. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your abilities, your ideas, your vision, unquestionably. And when you get punched in the face by life and you feel broken inside, you got to be able to say to yourself, I've got to do this. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. You got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potential.
And all I want you to do every day is just say to yourself, when you feel that inner negative conversation saying, you can't do it, you gotta shut that voice down. Tell it to shut up. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can do this. I can get through this. I want you to stand up inside of yourself and demand that no matter how many failures I endure, I must keep going. No matter how many rejections I have to face, I must keep going. Regardless of the trials and tribulations that come against me, I must keep going. You get up every day, you look in the mirror, and you tell yourself, I'm a bad, and one way or another, I'm gonna make it happen today. This challenge I'm facing, this pain I'm going through, this is a test. This is the day I'm gonna find out if my goals really are my goals.
You're gonna get up, you're gonna get dressed, you're gonna get out, and you're gonna do what you've been called to do. You're gonna be what you've been called to be. And you're gonna prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're gonna prove all of them wrong. I'm gonna show them all they're wrong because I'm the champion. I'm gonna prove I'm the greatest. There will never be another like me.
Champions aren't born. They're made through grit, sweat, and unwavering self-belief.
It's not about luck. It's about relentless dedication to your craft. When you step out that door, it's not just another day. It is an opportunity to unleash your greatness upon the world. You're not here to settle for mediocrity or to follow the crowd. No, you're here to lead, to set the pace, to show the world what's possible when you refuse to accept anything less than your best.
It's about digging deep and understanding
that greatness resides within you. You've got to summon it, sometimes even with tears in your eyes. But under no circumstance can you throw in the towel or surrender. The enemy isn't out there. It's in your head, scheming to mess with your mind, to drown you in worries and stress and break your spirit.
If you conquer it in your head, you'll conquer it everywhere else. So cry it out if you must. Rest it out if you must. Take a break if you must. Regroup, replan, but never let that fiery belief within you extinguish. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what you have to endure along the way. You're coming out of this mess, and you're coming out stronger, wiser, and more determined than ever before.
I've been through the depths of despair, hit rock bottom, and felt the sting of defeat. But guess what? I still believe I'm coming out on top. And you should too, because that unwavering belief, that unbreakable spirit, is what sets champions apart. So keep pushing, keep fighting, and keep believing, because there's no force in this world that can stand against the power of the determined human spirit. You can delay it, but you cannot destroy it. And as long as you keep moving forward, as long as you can muster enough strength to hold on and hold out, you will see yourself become victorious.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. You got to be relentless.
If I can take it, I can make it.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. Person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing, that's the person that will continue to grow their influence.
You want to be persistent about what it is that you want to achieve. Alexander Graham Bell said, "What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it." You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're gonna go all out to have it.
Yes, you have a dream, and the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, if you feel like you're under heat, if you feel like you're being pressured, welcome to the big leagues. When God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back, once he releases you, boom!
The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, the hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you. Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you're casual about life, you will end up a casualty. Don't get caught up in, well, I tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. When you're hungry, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. I'm going to do it until. Once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it is done. You know people. You've seen people that you can predict early on. That person is going to be a diamond. You know it. How they carry themselves. How they take care of business. How do they follow through. How they keep their commitments to their commitment. How they work the system. Their energy level. Their passion. You know it. The mark is on them. You know it. That one's going to make it. And people must see that in you. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it. And eventually, you got to a level, you know, we're nothing doubling up. I'm on the move. I'm on the move.
It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's, you're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you on those days?
Of course, you don't feel like doing it. It's hard, whatever it is. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness. And boy, I'll tell you what, that lawyer in your head is good. That lawyer knows just what to say. That lawyer knows all the legal loopholes and definitely knows how to sway the jury. So how do you compete with that? Don't play the game. Don't argue. Don't discuss. Don't negotiate. You tell that snake of a lawyer that's in your head to shut up. Tell him you don't want to hear it. Tell him you don't need to hear it because you are not the guilty party. You are in the right. You are on the side of strength and stability, and you don't need approval from this lazy lawyer to go and do what you're supposed to do.
That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's still grind, that's the separator right there.
You don't negotiate with the weakness in your head. You get your ass up, you get moving, and you get the after it, no matter how you feel.
What if for 10 years you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do? What would your life be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Who knows how much more efficient you'd be? You could be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient a human being can become when they just stop wasting all the possibilities that are in front of them.
But it takes you dealing with what you really don't want to do and doing them to the best of your ability every single time. You force yourself to execute when you know it needs to be done, setting aside your feelings about the action.
Only weak in life go after things and attempt things they already know they can achieve. You've got to do something you're not quite sure of. Try something new if you want to switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's when your body's forced to adapt, forced to suffer the discipline today, so you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow.
That thing that you have to do that you know sucks. Well, the longer you wait, the longer it takes. Don't let that happen. Go on the attack, go get it done.
There's no room for half-assed attempts. It's a full throttle, no bullshit kind of deal. The kind where you look adversity in the eyes and say, bring it on. You see, greatness doesn't come to those who cower in the face of challenge. It's the prize for the relentless, the unstoppable. You force yourself to suffer the pain of discipline so you never suffer the pain of regret. Because that pain of discipline will last for minutes, but that pain of regret will last a lifetime. Do not allow that to happen. Do what's hard now and live an easy life in the future, investing in today for a better tomorrow.
Look in the mirror and declare on the part of you that's holding you back. No more excuses, no more procrastination, no more self-sabotage. That ends today.
You get pissed off when others let you down, but what about when you let yourself down? You give yourself a free pass. You're not where you should be financially, physically, mentally, and you just let it slide. That. It's time to hold yourself accountable.
Sometimes you gotta tell yourself, no, no more TV, no more bullshit snacks, no more desserts. It's time to work out your body and your mind. Cut out the crap that's numbing you. Alcohol, not now. You can't handle distractions right now. You owe yourself more than that.
I challenge you for the rest of this year to push yourself like never before. Dive all in. Every second, every minute, every day, become consumed by that vision and let nothing pull you away from it.
Stop pretending you can have it. Your way to greatness. Dedicate every breath, every ounce of energy, every thought to becoming what you want to be. Nothing great comes from comfort. Everything worth having comes from the uncomfortable, the struggle, the grind.
Night or day, it doesn't matter. What matters is your dedication. While your buddies are out there wasting their lives, you should be building yours. success doesn't care about weekends or holidays. And neither should you. You work until you get what you want, and you don't stop until then.
Pain is temporary, but quitting, that's forever. You think champions have it easy? No, they fight, claw, and scream their way to the top. Every scar, every wound is a testament to their battle. Be that warrior. Be that never backs down. So ask yourself, are you going to be a footnote or a legend? Will you let life happen to you, or will you happen to life? The clock's ticking and time waits for no one. Seize this moment, this day, this opportunity.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. The person that finishes the race with their hand held isn't it about how big they are, how tough they are, their potential, their perseverance. It's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog. Well, yeah, it's a shit situation. I gotta go to work because I gotta pay the bills and support my family. But you know, it doesn't mean I have to shortcut my success in what I'm doing. I'll find a way to work this out. Even if you fail, you get back up and you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail, and ensuring you never fail to try.
Telling yourself that you don't need to go harder, or you don't need to do more in your job, or be more disciplined in the way that you live. If you tell yourself those things, that's actually a lie. Because you know you can do more. You know you can be more. And that's the truth. That's the truth, and it eats you up.
When you get content, when you settle, somebody's chasing you, somebody's coming from behind, and somebody's trying to take your spot. And so every single day when you wake up, you gotta set new goals, new benchmarks. You gotta raise it higher and higher and higher so you can make your dreams become a reality.
No complacency. No complacency, no backing off, no slack whatsoever. Fight.
If you're a student in school, try harder, study harder, and focus more. You got this! That athlete that's out there, and you're not training how you're supposed to, go 10, 15 minutes harder, 5, 10 more reps.
You have to work when no one's watching. You have to train like there is no tomorrow. Day after day after day. You can improve just a little bit every day.
That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at. You think I won't make it? Try me. I will stand up to any task, any day, anywhere. I've been a failure before. Now it's time for me to succeed. I've been without, and I'm hungry for success.
Am I satisfied? Not by a long shot. And I will not go quietly until the night. I will go kicking and screaming.
Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become content is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and act whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick.
Get your grind up.
And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used them before.
The thing about struggle, the thing about adversity, the thing when no one's around, is just you and your shadow. What are you going to do, man? When everything says quit, look at you going.
Your brain is the only thing you have, and your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. When you get beat all the time, your mind wants to go to that nice spot where you're comforting, where you're not trying, where it's easy. It doesn't want to think. Yeah, all these things in the mind, and the mind can only absorb so much. So all the pain that has to go through, it wants to push it away and say, let's not do that. So every day I'm fighting where the mind wants to go. There has to be something so deep in you that drives you.
Oh, I'm wired differently. I didn't start crying. I didn't say, why me? I'm doing good to the world. I'm not hurting anybody. Why me? I'm wired differently. We turn tragedy into triumph. That's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living. And if you are a true lion, it does not make a difference what the circumstances is.
It means put your back into it. It means put your will into it. It means put your legs into it. It means keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. It means don't stop until you reach your goal.
I want you to climb the mountain. I don't care what the mountain is. Academic probation, climb it. You done broke up with somebody, climb it. You're going to be okay. You were diagnosed with something, climb it. You broke. Broken than you ever been. Climb it. You're not where you want to be. Climb it. Whatever your goal is, you keep going till you get there. This will not be the death of us. This test will be our testimony, and this mess will be our message.
We can make it. We got to believe. We got to be mentally strong. When we're tired, that's when we got to put our fundamentals together. That's when we got to be more focused. I'm going to get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired. That's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. That's some heart. Remember your why. When you see I'm tired, I'm going to keep going. Keep going. I want y'all to give everything you got.
You make a commitment. It doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes. Just keep rowing. You can't stop until you get there. If the ship goes down, you keep rowing. If the sides come up, you keep going. If you lose one of your paddles, you keep going. Hope, hope. Don't ever lose your hope, because once you lose your hope, you lost everything.
I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
I might not have been stronger. I might not have been smarter. I might not have been brighter. But I made up in my mind, I'm going to get through this.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA.
When you get to this point, it ain't talent. It ain't smarts. It ain't none of that. It's that dog.
When you think of A-list actors, Harrison Ford has been at the top of that list for 4 years. And I guarantee you, some idiot has said that every single success that Harrison Ford has had must be nice, because people only see the highlights. They don't see the 20 years that this man put into this craft. They don't see the hard times. They weren't there for the work. They didn't see him sweat. They didn't see him panic. They didn't see him have nervous breakdowns. They weren't there cheering him on when he got rejected again and again and again, but refused to quit. That's why Harrison Ford is a multimillionaire. That's why he's a Hollywood legend. So if you want to win, it's all about what you're willing to do, how long you're willing to go, how many punches you're willing to take in the face, and how many times you're willing to get back up. That can't break you. Only you can break you.
I need you to stop talking negative, and I need you to decide what area do you want to win. And I need you to wake up tomorrow ready to put work in. I need you to wake up tomorrow, and I need you to be determined that no matter what, this is my North Star. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish, and I need you to go get it.
Everybody wants to be a beast.
Everybody wants to succeed. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
Anybody can go to the gym when they feel like going to the gym. Anybody can show up to work and give 100% when they feel good about what they're working on. But what makes successful people successful is what they do when they don't feel like it.
I find it amazing how a cat can say they want something. A cat can say, man, I'm all in with you, let's ride. And then conditions and circumstance change. And the words that they once spoke means nothing to them. My commitment is staying true to what you said you was true to long after the mood that you set it in has left. Meaning on the days when we don't feel like doing what we once said we was going to do, we going to step up and we going to do it anyway, because those are the days that build character.
Get over your feelings, because feelings go up and down. For some of you, you're too seasonal. When you're excited, the first week, the first month, the first 3 months when you got that job, you were excited, and so you was putting forth effort. You were there on time. You was leaving late. You was doing everything they told you. Not, you got comfortable, and you're not excited no more. And guess what happened? Your effort has gone down. Your problem is you know what your best is, but you can't produce it consistently.
You're your biggest problem. Everything is external that moves you. Now I want you to start moving yourself internally. I want you to be able to push your buttons.
You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more.
You don't have to be excited. You made a commitment to that job. And commitment said, I don't care how I feel. I don't care if I'm excited. I don't care if I'm pumped up. I don't care if I'm fired up. I'm doing this because I made a commitment. Now it's time to put up.
It's easier to watch greatness. It's easier to go see greatness than it is to put in the time, to put in the energy, to discipline yourself, to sacrifice. It's easier. And so that's why you average. That's why you don't want to wake up in the morning. That's why you pissed off with Monday, because Monday is the day that you're supposed to go mold and shape and create your greatness. That's why you like Friday. I get it. Because Friday, you get to chill. You don't have to face yourself on Friday. You don't have to face yourself on Saturday or on Sunday. That's the day that everybody is partying. Everybody's drunk. Everybody gets to forget that they didn't become who they were supposed to come during the week. That's why. But I challenge you. I challenge you to go from average. I challenge you to go from good. I challenge you to go from great. And I challenge you to be phenomenal. I can't make you stop hitting the snooze button. I can't make you wake up. But I dare you, I double dare you, the next time you get up in the morning, I dare you not to go back to sleep. I dare you to get up, and I dare you to chase your dreams. Because beast mode makes more money than average does. We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
Your mind wants to go to a nice spot where you're comforted, which is easy. It doesn't want to think. You have all these things in the mind, and the mind can only absorb so much. So all the pain it has to go to, it wants to push it away, so let's not do that. So every day I'm fighting where the mind wants to go. I've never arrived. You have to live that way. You need to be in a spot that's hungry. Work out every day. Better yourself every day. Suffer. Go back to a spot that's not so comfortable for you. What did you do today to get uncomfortable? What did you do today? I don't know what you did 20 years ago. If you can get through these different barriers and gain 2%, 3%, 5%, that 40% becomes 60, and 60% becomes 70, 80, and 90, and then you're hopefully one day near 100.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be. You don't grow, you're dying. If you do not expand your business, expand your life, expand your mind, if you don't push to grow, you're dying. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. You should double your business, triple it, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
If you can find a way to push through pain, there's something great on the other side of it.
And until you come out your comfort zone, you will never touch a certain level of greatness.
If you stay stuck in your comfort zone, your comfort zone will keep you living a mediocre life.
You want to touch fine things in life? Leave your comfort zone.
You're going to be intentional. You're going to be deliberate. You're going to be strategic. That means that there's not a day that's going to go by. There's not an hour that's going to go by. There's not a minute that's not going to go by that is not accounted for. I'm not talking about putting forth effort because your coach told you to. I'm not talking about doing your homework or coming to class on time and sitting up front and giving 120% in the class for your teacher. No, 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 no. I'm not talking about your boss. We're not talking about outside no more. Now we're talking about an inside job. I'm talking about putting forth effort for
self-pride, self-respect. I'm talking about doing it for you. I'm talking about at the end of the day, you being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of myself. You do it for you. You need to be able to step back and look at your work and say, it is good. You want to feel good about yourself because you put forth every single fiber, every single effort that you have, you put it forth.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And right now, you guys are sitting there. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step. But there is one thing harder than that, my friends. It's later in life. As you look back on your life, the windows of opportunity has closed. Your ability is no longer present. And you think back that you could have been great. Right now, you had the ability to never have that debate inside your head. That's the debate you can never win.
Now, all that's left is you in a self-arrest, self-corral state, thinking, wow, I could have done something with my life. Now I'm stuck with this horrible life I'm in. And you're in here hurting, man. And you're wondering, how do you go on? Better question is, how can you not go on?
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. It's in your mind right now.
But you don't feel like doing. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like doing the work. You don't feel like working hard. And if you don't feel like working hard, if you don't feel like getting up, then you better feel like losing. You better feel like getting weaker, because that's what's going to happen if you don't do what you're supposed to do.
And people say, like, what do you tell yourself? I don't tell myself anything. I'm not allowed to talk.
I'm not trying to convince myself. I'm not trying to negotiate with myself. I'm not debating what I should do. I am executing the plan.
You shouldn't have to figure out how to explain to yourself what you need to do. You should just go make things happen. You should just go execute.
Be the guy who executes on your goals every day. Don't be like everyone you know who's going to tell you a bunch of this year and be the same 12 months from now that they are today. Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow. And when you do that, winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who you are.
Most people act slow, think slow, don't write down, they don't move quick. If I have an imagination, if I have a vision, but I don't execute, no one will know my name.
Time is running out on you, and you're too slow, you're too casual, you think too much. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
What I've learned about the greats is that they understand it's a sense of urgency, that once the clock goes out, it's a W or an L. You either win or you lose.
And so you got to pick up the pace. You walking too slow, pick up the pace. You moving too slow, pick up the pace. You don't have a lot of time. You only got 24 hours. So all of your energy needs to go into your goals. Become decisive, become driven, become ambitious, be competitive, go get it.
Driven people destroy everything that gets in their way. Let me explain what driven means. How you wake up when the sun don't shine. How you wake up when you just lost your best customer. Don't care. I ain't going down. I'm staying high. At the end of the losers quitting, that's where you'll find the winner. You want to know where the winners are? The millionaires? They're just playing where the quitters left. The reason I'm successful is because I execute whether I have the fire or whether I don't have the fire. You have the choice to be whatever you want to be. You can choose to have discipline. You can choose to invest in personal development. You can choose how to spend your nights and weekends. You can choose who you surround yourself with. You can choose to go the extra mile for others. You can choose to persevere. You can choose to take pride in every detail. You can choose to be enthusiastic. You can choose to take initiative and do what needs to be done. You can choose to accept responsibility for yourself, your situation, and every situation around you. You can choose to be a lifetime student of success. You can choose to execute day in and day out. You can choose to not cut corners. You can choose to do work, and you can choose success. Your actions make that choice for you every single day. So what's it gonna be?
The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. It can actually be forever. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do, you can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest.
You gotta get to the point in your life where you decide, I have had it. I'm tired of being a loser.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired.
I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I want to go to Hawaii. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only go to another level when you say, enough is enough. I want you to live the life you were meant to live. You hear me? Not the life that was given to you. You deserve to see what your life would look like if you gave 120%. And what I need you to do is I need you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, come on, stop playing. I deserve to see what my life would look like if I gave 120%. That's lion mode, and you gotta get to a place where you start executing.
Making a freaking plan is the easy part. And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team, whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day. And if those of you who messed up, why? Because you don't understand. Think, act, eat, rest. We're talking about a schedule. I realized that my strength is in my routine. Why? Because I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as intelligent as I thought I was. It's in my routine. It's what I do every day repeatedly. The DNA of your success is in your routine. You're not as deep as you think you are. You gotta find a routine. I'm getting up at 3 and stick with it. I'm getting up at 5 and stick with it. Yeah, out of 365 days, we'll have a bad day or two, but I'm trying to tell you, the strength is in the routine. Find a routine and stick with it. No more dreaming. Dreaming is over. I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your piece in together of your puzzle. Nobody gave me this. I earned it. Life wasn't a crystal stair for me. Didn't nobody give me a network. I earned the network. I worked my way to the NBA. I worked my way to the NFL. Everybody say, E, how did you crack the code? I grinded my way through the code. That's how I cracked it. I got up every day at 3. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care who the president is. Nobody helped me to get here. I had to get up. I had to go to class. I had to read. I had to study. I had to write. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is realer.
It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Stay predictable. Stay consistent.
And the reason why many of you are not getting it is because you're not consistent. You start and you stop. You get pumped up. You start strong, and then somewhere in the middle, you quit. You have a little success, but you don't experience exponential growth because you're not consistent. You gotta be persistent. You gotta be locked in. You can't scoreboard watch. Too many of you scoreboard watching. Every time you do something, you're looking up to see the score. You stop and working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. I'm challenging you to get from where you are. I'm challenging you to stop settling. I'm challenging you to stop accepting the life that was given to you. And I'm challenging you to give 120%. If you're going to do what you say you're going to do, be what you say you're going to be, you're going to have to lie me out. You a gazelle, you're going to come up short. You a gazelle, you're not always going to get what you want out of life. You a gazelle,
you gonna have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You a teacher, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode, nothing. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happened in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode. Nothing happens. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you. You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.